Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The biggest moments in the games.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
The biggest voices in sports.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
The heartbreak.
Touchdown! No! No! The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs!
The celebrations.
And it takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions. And Tom Coughlin and the Big Blue erase all of their doubters.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Damn straight, it's the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. Bulletin Blitz brings you your audio of the day, unless I completely forget about clips and I'll play you some weeks-old stuff. But that's okay, because it's all good audio, unless Bart says differently. Bart, since you opened up the show with Giannis, let's open up the Blitz with Giannis as well. Here's your guy, Chris Haynes. He was on NBA TV. One of the stories coming out of the Miles Turner signing in lieu of Damian Lillard being waived, they'll split up, you know, that cap hit. Apparently, according to Chris Haynes and his sources, Giannis ain't too happy about that.
Sources that relate to me that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the Bucks' decision to buy out Damian Lillard for the remainder of his contract. And he just didn't like how it was handled. And so, you know, Giannis, this whole offseason, since this season ended, he's been, you know, weighing his options and trying to figure out what he is going to do, trying to navigate his future. And, you know, this is just one more thing added to the equation in which he's seeing that there are some, you know, suspect things happening or the way that they are happening. And so I was told that he is not pleased with what transpired with Damian Lillard.
January 22nd, 2018, Adrian Wojnarowski tweeting, Milwaukee has fired coach Jason Kidd. League sources tell ESPN. It was quote tweeted by Chris Haynes, who said, sources, Jason Kidd hasn't been officially told yet. Giannis Antetokounmpo is devastated. Same playbook. History doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. This is, am I crazy? Is this not a specific thing to Giannis? Michael Porter Jr. gets traded from the Nuggets. Nobody's trying to figure out how Nikola Jokic feels. Kevin Durant gets traded. Anybody want to talk to Devin Booker about it? Within 8 minutes, Giannis unhappy. Let's chill out. Jeez, like I said, there must be some force that tears these people apart from the inside that Giannis Antetokounmpo still wears Bucks on his chest. And they must try to grind at the franchise every chance they get.
Get him out of there.
I dismiss the report.
Report bye. Bye, Felicia.
Dismiss. Fold.
Goodbye, you. We will have caller fold in maybe 2 hours. We have no idea. You name drop Kevin Durant, so I bring Kevin Durant here. He jumped on the Mind the Game podcast, because I feel like you have to be pretentious and say it that way, because that's the vibe that LeBron James and Steve Nash are going for.
Well, they drink basketball. A glass of wine.
I was literally just going to say Pinot Grigio or Bordeaux or whatever those snobs drink. But Kevin Durant was a guest on said podcast, and he looked back at his Oklahoma City Thunder days. You know, he noted that the Thunder are getting really good. Obviously, they just won a championship. He thinks back to when him, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden were there together, and says they peaked too early.
I think we exceeded expectations with that team. And when you reach the finals and you go through a run like that so quick, I don't think a GM or owner was ready for that. Mm. You're expecting a team that's 22, 23 to, you know.
So you sped up the timeline too fast.
You sped up the timeline, all of us. Then since we reached the finals, you're supposed to upgrade and fine-tune and make changes around instead of. You can't just pull one of the key figures of your team off the team and expect us to continue what we was doing. So I just think they were kind of shocked at how good we got so fast.
And then they traded James Harden for Kevin Martin, Jeremy Lamb, and a couple of picks. And then the dynasty was over before it started. And then the Thunder actually did well to get back, but then they lost to Golden State, and then Kevin Durant joined them. I think in the end it all worked out, you could say, for Oklahoma City, but to know that Harden and Westbrook and Durant were all on that team, had they stayed together, I mean, there's titles happening there. They all found their way to win an MVP. They now have all found their way to play for the Rockets at some point with Kevin Durant heading there. So, you know, it's an interesting conversation. I think there's a lot of people also wondering, why is this happening? Would Michael Jordan have sat down with Isaiah Thomas?
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a different era, man. We're in a different time, and you just got to accept it at some point.
Yeah, irony not lost on me that KD sat down with one of his former coaches that he couldn't wait to get rid of in Brooklyn. Let's go to LaVar Ball, because we haven't heard from this guy in a while. He's kind of been laying low the last couple of years. Good for him, because he was all over the place, more so than Stephen A. Smith, and was getting on my damn nerves. I will say one thing about LaVar. He's an excellent father for what he did for his three boys, and one of those boys is Lonzo Ball. And he says, Lonzo is the missing piece for the Cleveland Cavaliers to win a championship, this courtesy of ESPN Cleveland.
Lonzo's always been that piece you need for that championship. They've got to make everybody better. So Cleveland just moved up to being a number one team for the East.
What are we getting, LaVar, in Lonzo at this point? And are you confident he could stay healthy moving forward? He's had some problems in the past.
Yeah, he has some problems in the past. But just, hey, you're always going to have problems when you're trying to carry everybody on your back. When you got all this help now, I don't see why they can't win the championship.
First of all, that's the radio voice I need. That's a nice deep baritone. That's what I need to sound like. Okay, maybe Lonzo Ball helps. And maybe they win a championship with Lonzo Ball. But they're not a Lonzo Ball away from a championship. Does that make sense?
It does.
And that concludes my thought on that sound clip.
Very well. I will say this. I mean, yes, he's not the missing piece for the Cavs. I mean, talk about a little bit of an overreaction. However,
The Bulls were a completely different team once Lonzo Ball shredded his knee. The offense flowed through him. And if you would have told me that a couple of years ago before he got hurt, I would have told you you're crazy. But it was night and day, and I do hope that he gets healthy. I have nothing against him. It didn't work out. I just can't imagine that he can stay on the court for Cleveland. So it really just feels like a trade to be making a trade. Let's go to one more here. Let's shift gears. Let's go to football. Here's a legendary Steelers head coach, Bill Cowher. Or Steelers, I think I've had like three coaches in my lifetime. Bill Cowher's one of them, and Mike Tomlin's there right now. Cowher got his championship. He was on SiriusXM NFL Radio, and he spoke about the Steelers' offseason moves.
I thought change needed to take place, just that you had an opportunity to reset, reboot, and not think you're going back down the same path. And I think they clearly have done a makeover with this roster, and they're okay with what they have from a coaching perspective. Arthur Smith and Austin on defense, and Mike Savard on the defense as well. This makeover on this football team is pretty significant. So this is a whole different football team from a roster standpoint, from a starting standpoint. Some of the same staff, but I think, again, there's a lot of excitement. I think it's speaks for the sense of urgency. I think that you look at Omar Khan and what Mike Tomlin have done in this offseason.
You know the phrase, rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic?
Mm-hmm.
I think that applies here.
Yeah, they got, like, they went out and got new guys, but they're just replacing the other guys. Ramsey's in, Fitzpatrick's out, Metcalf's in, Pickens is out, Rodgers in, Wilson is out. Is each guy marginally better than the guy that they replaced him with? We don't even know that. We don't even know that. We could be watching the Steelers and being like, oh boy, I wish they had Russell Wilson back. We don't know. They're going to be a 9-win team like they always are. It doesn't matter who they have.